shots to get up.
So both coaches have their players in like it's a chess match here. Kirk Cabasi tries to inbound this one. Lets it fly into Jonathan Mishra and is stolen by Tommy Morneau. That is it, folks.
Wait, there might be some
hold
time
on a second.
Left
Tommy, Tommy Morneau let the ball fly with about 1 second left, and it hit the rafters with about 0.7.
We're going to have to go to instant replay on this.
And they're going to get one last shot here.
I think they're going to put 1 second on the clock.
So Ubley will get the ball.
Well, you're going to have to go ahead and put somebody on the inbounder, preferably your tallest guy.
And we have a final timeout called by the Ubley Bearcats. Ken Piccola wants to set up something here, as this would be one miraculous finish. Bad Axe leads right now 41-39 with an undetermined amount of time on the clock. Less than a second, we know that much.
They don't have it on the clock, so no one knows. All we know is that it's 41-39, the Hatchets.
I'll bet you a nickel it's 0.7.
Yeah, that would probably be a good one.
But then again, Roger Goodell doesn't have his system set up here.
Where's instant replay when you need it, right?
Oh, three.
Oh, three.
Three. Just a three. No decimal point.
Well, we know it's not 3 seconds.
It's not 3 seconds.
So 0.3?
0.3 seconds is what we're going with. Which means it's not enough time to grab it and shoot. You need to deflect it.
Not officially. But you got to throw it at the bucket. And look at the sophomore, 54. We got Klama ready for it. He's going to dunk.
Kabowski inbounds this one to Bisher, and this one's tipped, and this one out of bounds, and that one's it. 41-39 is your final. Bad Axe takes out the Ubley Bearcats in quite the finish from Ubley, Michigan. 41-39, Ubley falls to 0-4, and Bad Axe rights the ship at 2-2. You're tuned to WLDW Sports. We'll have your post-game show after this, including an exclusive interview with Bad Axe head coach Mark Crew on the WLDW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops.
I'm Jack Frost. This time I found a way to spoil everyone's holidays by throttling and freezing data service plans. No more Facebook, email, and websites to check on their smartphones. And it starts here in the thumb of Michigan. I cannot be stopped.
You will be stopped, Jack. I'm the holiday spirit that travels the Spectrum airspace from towers of Thumb Cellular.
What? Spirit, be gone.
People all across the thumb and beyond can now bank on saving their unused data and never lose it with Thumb Cellular's new carryover data plans. For just $5 a month, unused data will carry over to future months on 4G everything plans.
Impossible! I've worked hard with all the major carriers that charge high prices and spoil holiday gift buying.
You cannot stop the spirit of the holiday season. If a Thumb Cellular customer upgrades to the 10 gig data plan, carryover data month to month is free.
These deals from Thumb Cellular are too hot!
Terms of service apply. Thumb Cellular, offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Go to thumbcellular.com.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
How's your steering stopping and stability? Stay in control with a free inspection at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your shocks, brakes, tires, belts, hoses, and wiper blades. Right now, buy two Napa Quick Struts and get $30 off. That's right. Have two Napa Quick Struts installed and get a smoother ride and get $30 off. Also, find sale prices on Cooper, BF, Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. From tune-ups and transmission overhauls to complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
DS Services of Cass City is your number one source for farm and commercial grain bins, grain dryers, and material handling equipment. From minor repairs to updating facilities, site design, or brand new complete systems, they can handle it all. DS Services features Stormore grain bins, MCN Nico grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success. When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Final score from Ubley, Michigan. The Bannex Hatchets right the ship and go to 2-2. They take out the Ubley Bearcats by 2, 41-39. In that final quarter, Ubley actually outscored Bannex 11-10. And right now, we're actually being joined by the head coach of the Bannex Hatchets, Mark Krug. Nice win there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it was a tight one all the way from the beginning, but really Tommy Morneau took over. Final points for him, leading all scorers 19 points, but it really made the difference from the free throw line. On the night, you finished 7 for 10 from the free throw line for 70% versus 6 for 14.
Yeah, and we've been real strong at the line this year. And it was exactly the game you expect when BadX and Ubley get together. Both teams play hard. There's certainly a rivalry here, we know that. a very intense game. But I'm really proud of my boys. Again, another nice defensive performance.
It almost seemed like that if whoever had a two-possession lead was ready to go ahead and play foul line games.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a lot of fouls that was going to be taking place. Were you going to be putting the ball into somebody like Tommy Morneau, who, by the way, you know, walking into this game, I think he was roughly around 92% from the foul line.
Yes.
Is that the guy that you wanted to have the ball?
Absolutely. Tommy's our main go-to guy. And he really had he gutted out one heck of a performance tonight. As you could see at the end of the game, he's a little beat up.
You see some floor time.
He really toughed it out. Really proud of him.
Well, in fact, you were 7 for 8 from the free throw line the second half. Tommy Morneau alone was 7 for 8 from the free throw line. So you definitely had the right man shooting the free throws there. But, you know, this is your first victory since December 10th, your first game of the season. You dropped 2, and now you're back on to winning ways here. How important is this to get a little momentum going? It really feels like the season's finally kicking off to full swing.
Yes, we talked about that since our last game, that we needed to get this one, get back to even, and get a good start starting out the new year. We've got as favorable a schedule as you'll get with the GTC, but we have some games I think we can win in front of us, and I think this is a good stepping stone in the right direction.
You know, it almost seemed like, Mark, is that earlier in the season,